I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Moldova is considered the poorest country in Europe. And Joe Richter of Farms International says with the poverty comes a lasting sense of despair and few opportunities.
I think all of Moldova has extreme problems with poverty and unemployment and lack of opportunity. And really, in a lot of places, it's a lack of hope for better life.
Farms International is helping families develop a sustainable income with their interest-free microloans. This biblical approach to lending is giving families a chance to move forward. The other side of the ministry is the hope of the gospel. These loans bless entire communities by expanding gospel outreach. You can learn how it works when you help at missionnews.org. And the recent defeat of a protection of minorities bill in Pakistan has left Christians, Hindus, and others rattled. It would have prevented forced conversion of religious minority women, mostly kidnapped victims, to Islam. These same groups are vulnerable to Pakistan's blasphemy laws. World Mission's Greg Kelly says the pressure forces their partners to think creatively.
Instead of distributing our treasure, our solar-powered audio Bible, we're actually putting in wireless transmission devices that essentially create hotspots.
It means there's another layer of protection for both the gospel worker and the person seeking biblical truth.
Our national partners are essentially creating a beacon that's transmitting the gospel out to anybody within 100 yards of them with a smartphone so they can receive it.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, is listener supported thanks to you. And we're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.